Article 7 is the capital accounts. That's basically your bank account in the company. You put money in and you get membership interests or stock back, but that gives you a capital account or a bank account with the company. And you're going to have a specific balance based upon how much you've put in. The basic concept is when you take money out, the account goes down. When you put money in, the account goes up. And we're getting into the accounting stuff, not the legal stuff, so I'm not going to go through this in great detail, but everything needs to be written down in your operating agreement so that the CPA can look at it and say, okay, this is what we need to do. Remember the case where the father was dying? They finally found the operating agreement at the CPA's office. The guy's going to want to read this section. 7.1 talks about the accounts. Your account's going to increase each year by the amount of profit that the company keeps, or at least your allocated share of that profit, and it's going to decrease if the company has losses. If the company makes a distribution or pays a dividend, you might note that your account's going to go down if you get a distribution. You've taken money out of the company. Now, if everybody gets the same distribution, pro rata, based upon their interest, then the capital accounts basically all stay equal and we're pretty happy. It's when one guy starts getting a bunch of distributions, his account's going to fall through the bottom of the floor, and the other guy's account's going to be still up there nice and healthy. Well, accounting-wise, everything's got to add up in the end. So if you get way out of whack in your capital accounts, the accountant's going to have a tizzy fit because things aren't working out right. And you might note, if the company is making a distribution, most of the statutes say that the distributions have to be made in like kind to the members. So if you've got $50,000 in cash and $50,000 in property, you can't just usually give one guy the cash and the other guy the property. They have to get equal portions, or at least pro rata portions, based upon their interest and based upon the amount of money and the amount of property. 7.2 says that basically we're going to determine our profits and losses based upon the way the IRS wants us to do that, general accounting principles. 7.3 talks about liquidation of the company, and the distribution or the profit and loss is going to be made based upon the members' respective percentage interests in the company. But note that the member doesn't get anything until the other liabilities of the company have been satisfied. This is why you might want to make a loan to the company and not simply buy more membership interests if the company needs more money. The problem always is when you're liquidating the company, people are going to try and get their share early. Well, we're going to try and address that by saying that possible distributions can be used to offset anything the guy's gotten that he shouldn't have gotten. 7.4 says that if one guy has gotten all of these distributions and the account is way out of whack, well, we're still not going to make him repay anything in order to try and balance out the capital accounts. If you've got a member who wants to withdraw some of his money from the capital account, I mean, he wants to back out of the deal, basically, that's going to be in the discretion of the manager. And if anything happens like that, he's only going to get cash. He can't take property away from the company. And like I said, capital accounts are basically the domain of the accountants, not the lawyers. So leave this all to your accountant, but it needs to be written down in the operating agreement. Article 8 is the books, records, and accounting. This is kind of the mundane stuff, so we'll go through it pretty quickly here, and it's pretty self-explanatory. The accounting year is going to be January 1 through December 31, unless you are taxed as a C corporation, and then you could have a fiscal year that wasn't the calendar year. But everybody else has to have the calendar year. All small companies basically are on a cash accounting system. We're just saying that that's the case in 8.2. The managers are going to keep certain books. Now, this is part of the formalities that need to be followed. You need to keep the books. But you might note that there isn't anything in there that has to be kept that really isn't very easy to do, so you can do it. The managers are going to do an annual statement basically the checking account, but hey, you've got to do all of that in order to figure the taxes anyway. The tax return is going to show the profit and loss, and obviously the members get to look at the books. 8.5 is kind of a cheat section. It says, hey, members, if you don't pipe up and say something, we're going to deem you as having approved all of this stuff. So the members, if they've got a complaint, they need to speak up within the 60-day, or you could have a different time period there, but within the time period set.